said that payment base in the middle of the Gemara. We're starting again from the Gemara we spoke at yesterday to go over it. So we learned in the Mishnah. What did we learn in the Mishnah? We learned in the Mishnah a halacha, right? That we said we have stages 1, 2, and 3, right? Every time an aid comes to say, testifies, right? He says, first of all, he says his testimony. Then step 2, Besen accepts it. Step 3, they'll carry out the penalty. Let's say they'll kill it. So we learned in our Mishnah, where the Pesukim taught me, right, that you only, the story of, the whole story of Edom Zom, its whole halacha, has to occur specifically after stage 2. And after there's already a Gemar Din, after stage 2, after there's a Gemar Din, that's when, right, after the Gemar Din, that's when the whole story of the Edom Zom has to occur. That the second pair of witnesses came, they said you were with us. This all has to occur after the stage 2. Good? Fine. Now, so that was very nice in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah spoke about a case of Chayvei Mises, when a person gets killed. Because that pasuk you brought was specifically in a case where we kill someone, so you understood from the Pesukim that the whole story of Edom Zomim, this whole episode, has to be after stage 2. But Gemara asks now, Chayvei Malkius Minayin, how to know in a scenario when the Edom are testifying that Reuven is Chayvei Malkius, from where do we know that that has to be specifically after stage 2? After there was already a Gemara Din. What's the source? That's the Gemara's question. Frank the Gemara, Chayvei Malkius Minayin. The Gemara answers, Tamalama, Russia, Russia. We have a pasuk, the pasuk says, Russia, Russia. Now, really, the Gemara says it's a Gemara from Sanhedrin, and really it's a trick, because really it's also a Gemara in Malkus Daf Hei Amud Aleph. What is the Gemara? If we turn one page back, you have an arsenal, you probably turn 10 pages back. But in a regular Gemara, turn on Hei Amud Aleph, what does it say? It says the word, it says Russia, Russia. If you look on the Gemara on the first Gemara on the page, on Hei Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top of Hei Amud Aleph. If you look, we turn back to the beginning of Hey Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the top. The Gemara says, "Binanimu, Amar Rabbi, Nehemiah Russia says the word Russia bechayve malchus. The Nehemiah Russia bechayve, he says Bestin. It says Russia bechayve malchus, and it says Russia by chayve, he says Bestin. If you look on the side of the fancy Gemaras, they have two psukim on Hey Amud Aleph. The first pasuk Aleph, it says it's referring to malchus over there, and it says Vahaya and Ben Akres Har Russia." Says the word Russia, referring to Malkus. If you look by Pasuk Beis, the Lasikhu Kaifer Lenefesh Retzeach Asher Hu Russia, Lamus. A murderer is a Russia and he deserves to die. So it says the word Russia by Malkus. And it also says the word Russia when you give death penalty, Misa. So just like the halacha of Edom Zomim applies to the person, the verdict was in the stage of stage 2, so far, so too in the case of Chayvei Malkus, the person, the verdict has to be, and the person being accused has to be in stage 2. That's the Gemara's Gezeirah Shavah. Oh, so it says Russia, Russia. Very good.
Russia, Russia.
Russia, Russia.
Russia, Russia.
Russia,
Russia.
Fine. Now that Rotzeach that's in that, is that the Rotzeach that they're using on the next?
Yeah.
And that's how they're pulling from the next to the next? Good.
Good. Yeah. That Rotzeach also is going to bring in a minute. Yeah. Good? Fine. So again, so the Gemara wanted to know, how do you know that in this scenario, that the verdict has to be, the accused person has to be in the stage of Gemar Din, in order to carry out the Halacha of Edom Zomim? So we said, because just like you learned that the halacha by Misa, because you learned that from Nefesh ben Nefesh, has to be in stage 2. And it says over here the word Russia. And it also says the word Rasha. Over here, by Chayvei Malkius, halacha is, we compare the halachas. Just like over there, he has to be in the stage of Gemar Din, after stage 2. Here also, the whole episode, the whole halacha of Edom Zomim will apply only after stage 2. And after the guy already gets a Gemar Din from Malkius. Meaning, what's the case again? Two Edom come in and say, this person is supposed to get lashes. Then we give him a Gemara Din. We give him a final judgment. He's supposed to get lashes. And then another two Edom come and say, you are with us. In that scenario, we give lashes to this set of Edom. Only in that scenario. How do we know it's only in that scenario? Because we learned it from the case of Misa, from Gezeirah Shavah. Just like in our Mishnah, we said, Just like in our Mishnah, we said that it has to be only after stage two, because we learned from nefesh for nefesh. So do we also bring that halacha over to the scenario of Malka? Fine. Now, the Gemara says the next question. How do we know in a case when two Eder Zayimim say that Reuben is supposed to get Galus, what do they say? Reuben killed somebody by mistake. How do we know? Now, what's the halacha? If they say Chayvah, what's the halacha we give them? We give them Malkus. So how do you know in that scenario that you also have to be, the whole thing has to be in the stage of the Gemara Din? It's a good question? Maybe? No, why not such a good question?
I understand. I'm just saying, even though you're giving the guy in the box Golas, and you're going to give the Zomi Malkus, does the Malkus apply at the same time that we've done the previous Malkus of Gemara Din?
Oh, so Hana is really asking, he's bothered by why can't you understand it? That's really... Oh, so why can't you understand it for the early case? You're really, Rashi was bothered by the same thing. Now, why can't you understand it for the case before? Right? Rashi wanted to know the same thing. Rashi wanted to know that why can't you understand it? You just told me the halacha before that in the case of Malkus has to be in the case of the Gemara Din. So here also, you should have to be in the stage of Gemara Din. The answer is like this. When we learned out in the halacha before, you have to be in the stage of the Gemara Din. Yeah, I'm going to do it in a second.
Alright.
We're focusing on the person being accused. Let's see Rashi. And Chavi Malkis Minayim. We'll go back to the first Rashi and we'll go to this one. Well, we'll go back to Rashi on the question before. And we'll go to this Rashi. Good?
Which one?
We'll go back to Rashi. Chavi Malkis Minayim.
Does everyone have that? I don't have it.
It's right under the Gemara.
The second
Rashi.
Okay. We'll go one back. Chavi Malkis, one before that.
Go
up a little bit. Chavi Malkis Minala.
Ah, got it, okay.
Cool. So what does Rashi say? We're referring to our Mishnah. The Amar, their Mishnah says, what our Mishnah say? In Eisen Din Hazama, we don't do the halacha of Hazama Ad Sheyigmar Hadin, until the Gemara Din. Meaning, the whole story of Edom Zomim and the Edom Zomim to come and tell you, accuse you of being Edom Zomim, is only after stage two, after the Gemara Din. The other flan, we learned it from where? Minefesh Benefesh. We learned it from the Pasuk Nefesh Benefesh. But that was the Mishtai, that was speaking about Chavim Misus. That was only speaking about the case of Chavim Misus. Chayvei Malkus, we know. How do we know in the case of Chayvei Malkus that while Rashi explains what we want to know? But where do we know the following? If these two Edom came and they testified that Reuben is Chayvei Malkus, they got Hazama, they were accused for being Edom Zamimin. We know, and from where do we know to Eloikin that we do not give it Edom Zamimin Malkus? Unless the din was finalized through death, meaning they came and they testified that Reuben is Chayvei Malkus, and then we made a Gemara Din on Reuben, then Edom Zayimin came and said that you guys are Edom Zayimin, that's when we can do the halacha of Edom Zayimin, only in that scenario, only after stage two.
It was finalized, or it was started by them, on Tehillas Alpin, from the beginning of that, right?
First, I mean, LMK Nigmar Hadin, the din was already finished. Chila was finished first. Meaning before the Edom Zayimin came.
Until
Alpim through their mouth.
Through
their mouth is already Gemara Din before the Edom Zayimin came.
Right.
And then the Edom Zayimin came. So that Nigmar answered because it says Russia, Russia. We make a Xerish up. Says the word Russia by Chayve Malkis. Says the word Russia by Chayve Misa. So maybe we learn at the same halacha. Then it was the Gemara's next question. What's the question? What does Rashi say? Let's see the next Rashi. It's a big Rashi. So what's the scenario? Rashi, what's the scenario? What's the scenario here? Hey, idu shechayev liglois. Let's say they testify shechayev liglois. A certain person is chayev to go into galus. Then behuzmu. Then they got accused of being a demzayimin. And we learned in our Mishnah on that base. halacha is seifik is arbam. They get whacked, they get hit 40 times, correct? When Edom say that one guy is chayev malchus, what do we give them by Edom Zemmin? We give them 40 lashes. So we know, and from where do we know? Ad sheigmar hadin. And that's here also we wait until there's a gemara din. Meaning, we'll only give these Edom Zemmin malchus if there's already they got caught after the gemara din on the other person. I mean, how do we know in such a scenario the Edom Zemmin have to come after the gemara din, after the stage two? Now, why should it be different than the cases before? Rashi's bothered by it. Rashi's like, make like an excuse. Rabbi said, what's Rashi trying to do? Rashi said the pshat. And he's saying, Dahan, he's doing like a whole speech. Here. What did Rashi? Rashi said, the case that they said, Edom, someone has to go to Gauls, and they have to go to Azam. You let the Mishnah get 40. So, how do you know that you have to wait till Dahani, Dahani, midin kasher zamam kamis rabu. Since we didn't include them from the halacha of kasher zamam, so like azi malchus did who, we can't learn their malchus migzer shava the rasha, and migzer shava rasha of the last gemara. We can't use the same limb you just learned in the gemara's question right before.
You can learn it then. You can learn it now.
The
hani or
we couldn't learn them out of the migzer shava to begin with. Because now, that's why I have to give you a separate set. Do something separate.
Because it's a different case.
Right. Because it seems to be that you're going on what they were brought to court, what the Nidon was brought to court for in the Tatsila, which is being a reset, not being a Chaya Malchus. Happens to be you can't do Kasha Zamam, so it falls back to Malchus. We don't learn that from Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, so.
Learn from a separate set. So also learn that. Also to learn this idea we're trying to learn, also that's due from something else, not from Rosh Hashanah.
Even
though the outcome is Malchus.
Right. Nahon. So, yeah, so what are you saying?
Did you do again the Haini or
the Haini, because these people, what Rashi is trying to excuse himself, why do we need a new drasha? You just told me the pshat from Malchus. The Haini, this scenario, Pahal, since the Lami Din Kasher Zaman, it's not from the Halacha of Kasher Zaman Kamis Rabbah, they're included. I mean, these people, the reason why they're included in getting Malchus is not because of Kasher Zaman. They didn't try to get Malchus. So, Goyal said, therefore, so, which really means they weren't trying to give the other person Malchus, right? Because they're getting Malchus for a different reason. They weren't trying to give him Malchus. They were trying to get a ghost. So, like, I'll see Malchus to two. I can't learn their case of Malchus because they Shava to Rasha Rasha. I can't use the Xer Shava Rasha Rasha, which taught me that in the scenario of Malchus, you have to wait until after stage two in order to have the halacha kasher zaman. Why? The me'ahu, because that from this, le'al finon, we can't learn ela edim zemin, only a case of edim zemin, share shi'u hanida locus, that they're trying to rushify the nidon to get Malchus. Why? The high rasha rasha, because this whole pasuk, this whole kzeishava rasha rasha benidon sin, was written on the person who was being accused. I mean, if the person being accused is supposed to get Malchus, right, then I could compare him to the person being accused who's supposed to get Mis. So our Gzer Shava was in the person being accused. Over here, what's the person being accused? Shagalos.
Right.
So if I need a new Limud. Finally, don't focus on, you could ask me, if you're looking at the outcome, you could
don't
say,
focus on the outcome.
Zoom in into the exertion. Rashi is being very serious. Zoom in. If you look at the outcome, so you just told me a minute ago, if you want to give this guy the Edom and Malchus, the whole story has to happen after the Gemara day. Rashi, I just learned that a minute ago. Rashi, no, because my whole Zer Shavu wasn't on the guy who's getting the Malchus. The Zer Shavu was connect. Where do we connect? The connect, even though it was a little funny, our connecting point was from the point of view of the Nidon, the one who's being accused, being judged, the guy in the box. So, if that was the case, that guy was getting Malchus, this guy's getting Golos. So therefore, I need a new Limud to learn out. I need a new scenario Limud to tell me that the guy who's getting Golos has to have a Gemara Din in order to give me the Halacha Edom Zemin. That's Rashi's explanation.
Which makes sense, because the whole case of Edom Zemin is do as they tried to do to you. So you have to figure out the penalty based on what they tried to do.
Right. I hear you have a whole new fancy case. You're not giving what you tried to do.
Right.
You have a whole other thing.
That's not
what
they tried to do.
Right, so that's us. It's your new thing. You have to come with a new Limud.
Rashi is saying here that this castle in the Hakota Rasha is only on the Nidon.
Correct.
But didn't we learn it out in the previous Shugya that this is the castle where we learn out how they gather to get.
In the drasha, for a drasha. We learned that for the drasha. It was a drasha, it's truma. Rashi says specifically, since over here is not a real, it's not coming from Kasher Zama, different noodling. You're saying, right, technically speaking, it ended up coming from this pasuk.
No, I'm not saying technically, I'm saying that this is the pasuk we learn out how they gather to get Malkus from.
According to one shot, I mean,
according to the previous mission, we get a
tribute. Right.
Rashi coming up and saying, no. Actually, that's not
true. Somebody the Rashi going to Shita now, you're getting Malkus because of Lasana. You don't argue why they don't necessarily go with that. If you go with that, it's that's it. That right, Rashi's not going to Pshaps. I think it's much simpler. If you go with that, Rashi's focusing on Sukkot according to that opinion, then you, that's just as much as one. For some reason, I said, more over here, that's it. I know what you're saying, but just more over here, they said, Rashi, whatever, just they floated easy. They said, we're going to the opinion of Lasana and just float much easier. If you want to that works out, according to, say Rashi going to simple Pshat. Getting Malkus to the Lasan. Even if not, it still wouldn't be a problem. You say, you can go simple, it still wouldn't be a problem. Rashi is saying that in the Gezeirah Shavah, in our Gezeirah Shavah, we're focusing one needle to the next needle.
Nachon, but you're saying that because this passage is dealing only with the Nidon being a Rasha, we're getting Malkus. According to what we see elsewhere, where this passage is not talking only about.
But not a Pashup shot, only like in the Drush. You want? I don't know if we can do that. You want to make a drush and then through your drush shot, like making zera shot.
Yeah, not even the drush, because in the Rashi on the previous subject, he says you can't learn it out. This is how you learn it out.
Yeah, but there is really a pashup shot in the puzzle. Okay. I mean, there is a pashup shot. I mean, that, at the end of the day, even though it's hard to learn a pashup shot, the Gemara said pashup shot didn't really extend. There is for sure is a pashup shot in that puzzle. Saying short puzzle as a, I remember looking at Rashi and the Otsi. It's hard to understand, but there is a pashup shot. So it's a drush. So it's I don't know if it's something. It's like I don't think you can do that. Fine. Anyways, there shows where we're Messiah anyway. You have to have that speech from your Rebbe. You're saying it should have been included in that Xer Shava also for the Drusha to the Xer Shava. I don't know if you can do that. You say, since the Drusha, anyway, was telling me about Malkus.
So what I would have said is that I can use this same Xer Shava because that sort of does also refer to Habegah.
In a way, but Rashi said our Gemara wasn't focusing on the person who's getting the punishment the whole time. Our Gemara, in the case of the by Misa, which guy are we talking about? We're talking about the guy who's being judged. So you're talking about you want to make Xer Shavah from talking about the guy who's getting the indemnizement to the guy who's being judged. I mean, it's a funny.
No, could we actually use it in the
because of Rashi. Lift
Rashi
son up.
And use that in because Rashi, we said that Rashi in that case is. Is the
exam or is the? I think we said Dick is trying to make the other guy Russia. Okay. In that judgment, we said the other guy is Russia, because we're also going on the other guy here. See, if you want that pshat, you don't have to need it. I don't know. It sounds like if you go push with that, we're going inside. I hear you saying. You go with that pshat, and make us Russia, we meant the Russia, meant the other guy, then need that also, then it's fine, because that Russia meant that. In the drush, she went. So I don't know if it works like that. You're in a drush, I don't think you like make us, you're already in a drush, and making zero shot, and then like, it's like, maybe it's taking you too far. I don't know.
Okay.
Fine. But anyway, here they say Pashut, it's just going with the other Pashut, it's going with the Pashut of the Sana. Fine. Now, where are we all going to be? Good. So that's a Gemara's question. For Chai, the Galias, so once you source, you have to be in the stage of Gemara Din in the case of Galus. Where I said, Asi Retzeach Retzeach. It says the word Retzeach, where, it's very important that it says. It says the word Retzeach by someone who is Chai of Galus. And it says Retzeach, where, who we compare the Chai of Galus to? To the Misa. God
right.
Also says the Chai Galus, it also says the word Retzeach by Misa. So just like by Misa, the person being accused, judged, has to be in the state after stage two. So to hear also the person has to be after stage two. Why are they being like I'm crazy? Come here, yeah, Paul. What did I say wrong?
Oh, you're good.
Good?
Yeah, no.
Fine. That's this Gemara. Now it's a little easier Gemara to help us just keep on flowing. Fine. Let's see the next Gemara. Tanya. Talent and Tanya. Talent and Bryson. Round. Welcome back. Fine. Yes. Fine, Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai. It's interesting because they bring that here. There's no such person. Rabbi Yehuda, he's usually called Yehuda ben Tavai. In Perkei Avos, it says over here that he's called Yehuda ben Tabe. Here they would say Rebbe Yehuda ben Tabe. Rebbe Yehuda ben Tabe. Amar Rebbe ben Tabe. Ere ben Echama, im lo yaharak di eid zayman. He's saying, when he's saying over here, Ere ben Echama, it's more introduction to his point. Ere ben Echama, what does Ere ben Echama mean? Ere ben Echama really means that I shouldn't see consolation. Meaning, if the story I'm saying is not true, I should never be consoled.
Like a self-curse.
Right. Now really, Rashi means that
they switched it.
Right, I shouldn't be right. Aramah says I should see consolation. Really means I should never see consolation. Should I never see the building of the Beis HaMikdash? That's what he said. He's like cursing himself, saying basically I should die if the following statement I'm saying is not true. Or Rashi with another pshat, he's saying, Ereb ben Echama, you should see me to come be Menachem Avol me. If what I'm saying is not true, you should all come to me sitting Shiva for all my children. That's what he's saying. Saying I'm very sure. He's saying what I'm saying is true. I tell you. I mean, he's going to tell you a thing that's like a shocking thing that he did. He's telling you, I did something pretty crazy. I killed a guy, even though he didn't really deserve it. Just to prove the tzedukah wrong. Just in order to go against the tzedukah. He said,
I'm not clear why he did. You're saying he did it in order to prove the tzedukah.
I'm going to say what?
But then
really
it seems that he did it because he didn't know the law.
No, of course he knew halacha. He knew, of course he
could. So why
did
he say, so why?
Of course he knew the halacha. Of course he knew the halacha. He knew the halacha. He knew the Mishnah. The Mishnah. He knew the Mishnah.
But then when he was heard about it, he accepted it.
I'm saying for a different reason. But he knew the halacha. It's not because he didn't know halacha. Fine. So again, he's basically cursing himself, saying, I curse myself basically. If the story I'm telling you is not true, I curse myself. Basically saying, I'm telling you, like, basically, I swear that the story I'm saying is true. I did a crazy thing. Basically saying, I should see consolation. I mean, he's like cursing himself, saying, if what I'm saying is not true, I should die. Or if I'm saying what's not true, my kid should die. Let's see Rashi. Ereb ben Echama. What does it mean? It's like introduction to this name. Rashi, first of all, one pshat is loy Ereb ben Echama. Right? I shouldn't see consolation. Gemara hapkul lebracha. The Gemara is switching it to a bracha. He really needs to say, I should never, like, basically, I should never be consoled if what I'm saying is a lie. Even if he said it, we don't want to say it on him the bad way, like he said he should die. So we're saying, especially in the end up he was wrong, so for sure we don't want
to. So you're switching it to Ereb.
Yeah, Ereb. Instead of loy Ereb, we shouldn't see it. We want to say, I should see. Right. What does Rashi say? Pei Aleph means Pirush Acher is another explanation. Ereb ben Echama, what do you mean that I should see consolation? It really means, he did really say I should see consolation. So how's that like a cursing himself? His Mishba, I swear, Yamusu, one of his children should die. The Ereb ben Echamasan. So basically, you should see me, I should see you, ben Echamasan, and being in consoling them. So you have to come in, Menachem Avol me. What in the Chama means, what do you mean you should see me in consoling? You should see me by coming to console me. That's what he's telling you.
Oh, I thought different. Well, the second parish is that I should see comfort because I made this oath. The error, and I will see comfort from them.
From you, when you come to Menachem Avol me after my kids die.
I will see
comfort.
I
will be coming from you guys. Right.
Oh, okay.
You guys are going to come for me. You come to be Menachem Avol.
I will need your comfort.
I will need your. It says I will see you in your comfort. Meaning you are comforting me, basically. I mean, my kids are going to die, and I'll see you in your comforting. And you're comforting me. That's it. Which means then you can go with Arpshat. You don't have to, like, go. So one pshat is he's saying either I shouldn't be consoled, he's cursing himself, or he's cursing himself the other way, saying I should be see consolation from you guys when after my kids die, you're going to come, you know, try to console me. So basically he's saying what I'm doing, he's saying basically like I'm basically swearing that some, they brought that over here, means like a Lashon Shvuah, but like basically like saying like I'm swear what I'm saying is true. And I'm telling you a story that even though it's a crazy thing to do, you might not believe me, I swear that I did such a thing. That basically I did like a thing, it's not really according to the regular halacha, but I went out of the ordinary and I did something. What'd I do? He killed somebody. Who'd he kill? The holy town of Yehuda ben Tabe killed somebody who seemed to be pretty innocent. He didn't deserve to be killed. He says, Ereb ben Echama, if in life I didn't harakti, if I didn't kill eight zomim, I didn't kill eight zomim. What's the problem? He's supposed to kill eight zomim if he did a bad thing. So what does it mean eight zomim? What does Rashi say? What's the story here?
What does he kill somebody?
In life haragti. Haragti.
If I didn't kill.
In life, if not, then haragti. I did not kill.
You didn't testify wrongly. You didn't mistestify. No? Specifically one, though.
Eight zomim. Rashi says eight zomim means, what's it?
Second one wasn't.
There's no second one that God has on.
This
is a big problem. What does Rashi say? Huzam ela echa mehem. Only one of them got huzam. The harakta, meaning halacha is two Eidim can't say Reuben killed Shimon, right? Another two guys say one of them was with us. Now, what's the halacha? We're going to say, let's go back to the Gemara. What's the halacha? We know the halacha is. You could only kill them if they both are found to be Edom Zomim. If only one is found to be Edom Zomim, you don't kill any of them. So let's see. Now, why did he do this? What was it? Why did he do this? Because he wanted to take Lahaitzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim. He wanted to take everybody out from the heart of the Tzedukim, or take away from the hearts of the Tzedukim, to prove them wrong. Because we learned in the Mishnah, when the Tzedukim say you kill Edom Zomim, only after stage three. If they're caught, if we already killed the guy and they're being accused, and then in the way they come, that's when you kill them. So he has a story here. It was only after stage two, right? He has a story only after stage two. That there was only Hazal Abedin, but only one of them became a Zomim, right? And he killed him. Because he wanted everyone not to believe in the Tzedukim. He was showing everybody Chachamim mean business. We're serious. The case where you kill the guy is if he gets caught at Edom after stage two. So it's a Tzedukim hole. If you get caught after stage two, it's nothing. Go free. The only time the Zomim get killed, they're caught after stage three. Right? So what happened? Comes in front of a scenario where they became Edom Zomim after stage two. Chachamim say the Edom Zomim get killed if they get caught after stage two. Right? The Tzedukim hold the Edom Zomim get killed, they get caught after stage three. Nachon? So now he has a scenario where one Edom Zomim is caught after stage two. So what does he do? He wants to kill him. By killing him, he's showing everybody Chachamim mean business. Chachamim are serious when they say that if you get caught after stage two, after the Gemara did, you get killed. They're serious if you get killed. See, even though only one of them became Edom Zomim, and usually the halacha is you only kill him if you need two. Still, even though usually you're not allowed to kill one, he didn't really deserve Misa. In this case, he killed one anyways, which is not that long. He went against the regular. Not usually, so he was trying to.
He killed one. I understand.
Only one of them were caught to be an Edom.
Fine.
And he killed him.
Who killed him? The
court. Yehuda Metave. So they
testified
killed
against him.
And he got caught to be one. Became an Edom, and he killed him. And the judge Yehuda Metave was the judge, and his best thing. He said, "Kill him.
Fine.
He deserved." Now that's not the halacha. What's the halacha?
Right. Two.
You need both of them to be Edom.
Fine.
So he was trying to prove that we kill people after stage two. If you get caught to be Edom after stage two, we kill you. Right? You interview it. Not like this is doing. But
we knew that.
No, he wanted to prove then there was a lot of Tzedukim around. We knew that. He was trying to prove that Chachamim mean business and they go again, they don't care what the Tzedukim say. And if you get caught to Edom, then you're gonna get caught. I mean, it was a very big fight then. It's a whole movement, Tzedukim movement. It was going on at this time. A lot of people were coming before him, whatever they were coming. He was trying to go against them. So he was showing them that we don't hold the Tzedukim. We'll even kill someone by our halachas, but we hold halacha. We don't care what the Tzedukim say. Trying to prove the point that we don't care about the Tzedukim. We go to Chacham. So even though this guy didn't really deserve to die because there was only one Edom Zomim back caught, he killed him anyways.
How is that showing there's an extreme din on him? I understand that he's enforcing
the halacha of Edom Zomim applies after they're caught after stage two.
I understand.
And even not after stage three. Now, it happens to be in this case, he was missing a different halacha.
So they say even one?
No, he's not saying that.
Two, even one, just to show you how extreme it is?
No.
Or how?
And this, usually we wouldn't kill one. In this case, he did it because of the halacha of the Gemara, that in certain scenarios, you're a best and is allowed to decide to kill somebody. What? There are certain cases, the Chachamim had a right to decide to kill somebody when they felt that this would help the Lai show their content, they were allowed to kill somebody.
Fine.
So he held this was such a scenario. That the whole reform move, the Tzedukim move was growing. He held, we're going to kill this guy, even though, you know, according to Allah, he's not Chayav Misa, because he is only one Edom Zomim. But since we want to prove that this stage is what you get killed in, if you get caught this stage too, he killed the guy.
Fine.
So he's saying, so again. So what did he say? So he said again. So let's read the Gemara again. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavi. I swear the following story is true. Meaning, I should see my son basically should die. If I didn't kill one Eid Zomim. There's a story where I killed one Eid Zomim. Now, why did I do this? To take out Miliban Shel Tzedukim for the heart of the Tzedukim. Shehayu, I mean, if they would say, Eine Eidim Zomim Neharagin, you don't kill the Eidim Zomim, don't get killed. Ad Shiahari got Nidon, until the actually the guy who was accused got killed. I'm proving them wrong. In my story, the Nidon, the accused guy, didn't get killed. We're only holding after stage two. He only had a Gemar Din in him. Now, I'm still going to kill an Eitz Omen to prove we don't hold the Tzedukah. Miliba to the heart. Not Miliba of Tzedukah, but the heart. So take us after the heart to praise and prove them wrong and show we mean business, they're wrong. Even though in this case, the accused guy did not get killed, we're killing the Eitz Omen anyways. So, but now, what happened? Abla Shimon Shetach. Shimon Shetach said the other way. He said, fine, I believe your story is true, I believe you. He's like, I swear my story is true. He said, I believe your story. But I basically swear that you were wrong in this scenario. Amr Lashem Ben Shetach, Erev Ben Echama, a secret soulman, Em Loisha Fachta Damnach. If you didn't spill clean blood. So you were wrong in this case. He's saying, basically, Erev Ben Echama, I'll secret soulman, I'm basically, my kid should die if you didn't kill clean blood. Meaning, I'm saying, I think that you killed an innocent person. I hope you killed an innocent person. Why? Because the Chachamim say, in the Eidim Zomim, in the Rogin, Ashi Zomim Shneim, that the Eidim Zomim don't get killed until they both get Hazama. They look in Ashi Zomim Shneim, they don't get the Halacha of Malkin until both.
So he's saying he killed somebody who's not...
Yeah.
Because it was one, not two.
Good. It was one, not two. Now the Mefarshim say, of course, Yudim Tavi knew this halacha. It's a Mishnah. He knew this halacha. But they explain, but he held that in this scenario, you could kill him anyways. For that, this halacha is Gemara and Yavamis that says certain times best is allowed to kill again. So basically, his Rebbe is telling him back, you're wrong. Lamai says the halacha is you can only kill a guy with his two. Ah, you meant to kill him because he had all your reasons, but you were wrong.
So the Peshad is saying that he's saying, I did right, and the Rebbe can say, no, you're wrong. So his statement about Aaron Nahama is, I swear that this was a good thing. And the Rebbe can say, I swear it was a bad thing.
Basically, Nahon. Right. Nahon says, Rebbe telling him, basically, you did wrong. I know, Lamaisa is a halacha. Lamaisa halacha. I know, Lamaisa, you went against the halacha. Ah, you have all your reasons. Fine, Lamaisa, you went against the halacha. Halacha is you can only kill the Izomim when they both of them get caught at the Izomim. I have all your cheshbanis. The first I have all your cheshbanis. Why you did it? No. Okay, article has like a whole thing on this. Right on the bottom of article, they have a whole. I don't know. They bring a whole. No, they bring people with it. Fine. What happened? So he humbled himself to his rebbe. What happened over here? Miyad. Doesn't say he thought about it for 10 days and he came back to him. Miyad immediately. Kibel Rabbi Yehuda ben Tava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tava accepted on himself. She'en amara ra. He's not going to rule rulings. Ella lefnei Shimon ben Shetach, only before Shimon ben Shetach. That's it. Because since Shimon ben Shetach found it to be wrong and told him you killed an innocent guy, so from now on I'm never going to decide a guy is guilty of. Here it says even of anything, he's not going to say any time, not only of killing people. Until I asked first Shimon ben Shetach. That's it, he humbled himself. It's amazing. Basically, he didn't tell a guy you're a murderer, he humbled himself. Now, hardest to accept that you killed an innocent guy. Rabbi said, fine, and from now on, I agree. You're right, I was wrong. From now on, I'm not going to judge anything without speaking to you first. It's a big level. He humbled himself all the way. Imagine a guy telling you you killed somebody innocent. It's the hardest thing, you have to admit you killed somebody.
But, so what's the
problem?
If you say that he knew that was the law.
That's what Parshim said.
And
Shimon
ben Shetach just tells
him
the law.
Nachon, so Parshim, that's, but there's a kasha there. He knew the law. It's a mishnah. So they say it's a vada he knew, but he's telling him you have to go with the regular halacha. Don't go with your fancy cheshbon. You're right, that's the bashta. Fine, now what happened now? Now what a narrative. So first of all, Yehuda ben Tava is a big person in the Tana. First of all, he humbled himself to Shimon ben Shetach. So you're right, I killed some innocent blood. You're right. Not only that, he also went to this guy's grave to ask him a chila for the chal yamav shel Yehuda ben Tava, all the days of Yehuda ben Tava, hamishtateach, which means he basically like prostrate himself. Al kibray on the kibra shall oisei ha'ed of that aid of that witness. By a kaila nishman, his voice was heard, and why is going to want to know whose voice was heard? Uchesvurin, they held that whose voice is it? Uchesvurin ha'am, learned that people, like logically said, whose voice do we keep hearing? Spooky voices coming out of the cemetery. Kaila shall harug, it must be the voice of the guy who got killed. Basically, he's spooked out. Basically, he's upset at Shem HaShetach. Shem HaShetach is saying, please forgive me. He's telling him back, woo, I don't forgive you. They always thought it was the other guy's voice screaming back, I don't forgive you. They thought that this guy's not really forgiving him. The other guy, he's saying, please forgive me. The other guy's saying, ooh, it's like, because if he agreed, he should just be quiet. So by him, the other guy's like screaming back because it means he doesn't forgive Shem Ben Shetta. Omar, but he told him you're wrong. Kaili Shalihu. It's the voice of my voice. And Teidu, fine. It's my voice, or it's supposed to be Teida. Let me say Teidu. Teidu, I'll bring you a proof. They'd rather change it to Teida. You want to change it again? What's Teidu? What they should know. They should know. Like Teidu's like, I'll bring you a proof. Lamachar Humeis. Tomorrow this man will die. He's referring to himself in third person. Tomorrow, basically, I'll die. Shem Meshadda says. Ain't Kala Nishma, and you're not going to hear this voice anymore. So it must be it's my voice. So if it's the voice of the dead guy, he just keeps screaming. Keep on screaming, screaming, so you just keep on screaming. So the voice is going to stop. It must be it was my voice, and I'm begging him to ask him a chila. Right? You don't know whose voice it is. So I'll make you, I'll prove to you it's my voice. If the day I die, the voice stops. It means it's my voice. That's the proof.
It's spooky.
What?
It's spooky.
Spooky, buddy, say. So Amar Lei said back to Amar Lei, he said to him, Rav Acha, read the rebel Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, read the rebel Rav Ashi. No, that's not a good proof. To tell me the voice is going to stop after you die is not a proof that it wasn't this guy screaming the whole time. Why? It could be really was the guy screaming the whole time. It was the guy screaming from his grave, being upset at you. Still, well, maybe, Bezina Kambahade. Either in judgment, he stood up with him, meaning Shem Mechetel got up to Shemayim, and this guy came to the court and said, this guy killed me innocently. And then they judged Shimon ben Shetach, and he put in, let's say they judged him. So this guy's happy now. His enemy finally got his punishment. He doesn't have to keep on screaming. So the fact that the voice stops screaming when Shimon ben Shetach dies, isn't there proof that it was Shimon ben Shetach's voice? It could be it was this man's voice.
Right.
So why did he stop screaming? Because he's finally, he's happy that he got his revenge, and he put justice, he got justice that Shimon ben Shetach is being taken care of in the higher courts. Inami, or another alternative, Shakabi. It was his. It was the dead guy's voice. Piyusli Paisi, he appeased him. Maybe Shem and Shel got to Shemayim, and he appeased the guy. Tell me, I'll let you come into my besmedrash. I don't know. He told him, he appeased him, and he made him happy.
Not Shimon ben Shetach.
Sorry, Yehuda ben David. Sorry, Yehuda ben David. So Yehuda ben David is going to say he appeased him. But the fact that this voice is going to stop after Yehuda ben David is nifter is not a proof that it wasn't the other guy screaming the whole time. It could be still the other guy screaming the whole time. Now Rashi wants to know, why couldn't they see who's talking? And you go to the cemetery and just look who's talking. Look what's going on. Look, is Yehuda ben David's voice moving? Who's who? Or is the other guy, or is the voice coming out of the grave? So what did Rashi say? So Rashi didn't say either it was at night or for some reason they couldn't see him. They were, I don't know, they couldn't see from wherever they were standing, they couldn't see Yehuda ben David. So they still weren't sure. But anyway, let's go back to the Rashi on this Gemara. That's Gemara. So again, what does Gemara say? This Gemara said, first Yud Metai said, I'll be consoled. Basically, first of all, he was swearing that he killed the Eitz Zavim, one Eitz Zavim. Now, what does Rashi, what did he do wrong? What does Rashi say? Im lo harakti Eitz Zavim. Shelo huzam ela echad mehem, harakti. Only one of them became the Eitz Zavim. And I killed him, even though it was only one. And that was going against the regular halacha. What did the Chachamim say? It's a Mishnah. Mashnaim in the Harugin actually do Mishnayim. You need both of them to become Eid Zomim. Now everybody always asks the question over here. Why? Everyone always asks, the Pasuk says Eid. When the Pasuk talks about Eid Zomim, it says the word Eid. So it seems like you only have to make one Eid Zomim. It says singular. It doesn't say plural. It says Eid. So Rashi brings the Gemara in Saita that we spoke about a few times, coming to this Gemara, that whenever it says the word aid in the Torah, you got this rule, remember? Whenever it says the word aid, witness, it always means two, unless it says the word aid, echad. And it's Rashi brings Gemara in Saita. We always spoke it out. Rashi brings that in, it's Gemara in Saita. What does the Gemara say? Whenever it says the word in the Torah, aid, even though it sounds like it's singular, it's really plural. It's really two. Unless the Pasuk says one, it always means two. We said, if Yehuda ben Tavi said, I'm only going to judge in front of Shimon ben Shetach, because if I make a mistake, he'll fix me up. Now we said, then we heard the voice coming out of the grave. We didn't know whose it was. Kisvurin, they thought, I called the oath of Belayla. We're asking, why didn't they see? Either it was at nighttime, so you couldn't see where the voice was coming from. Or in the daytime, we couldn't see it. Fine, Shkayach. So tomorrow, we'll start the next Mishnah with a new brand. For whoever didn't come, where it came from, we'll start with Shkayach, a new Mishnah, a new month, a new. In the first day of ER, it says, Nachman says, ER stands for Ani Hashem Rafecha.